grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Mercy. It is pure love. A love that is steadfast, unmovable, and unwavering. It is also a love that is abundant, always given and never ending. As such, this is a love that is totally undeserved. But to be clear, this kind of pure love should not be regarded as our love toward ourselves or our love towards others. Rather, it is God's great love and his unlimited compassion that is directed down toward us, which causes him to hold back and to turn all of his anger and his punishment away from us as he willingly and sacrificially chooses to take us back in and save us. Because God lovingly sees us as how we really are without him. We are very similar to the prodigal son. We have all, in our own ways, separated ourselves from God. And we have all, at times, lived quite recklessly. As we recall who we are and what we have done, we sometimes come crawling back to God and plead for his mercy. Thanks be to God. Because some of God's people realize that apart from him, we are all dying. In our gospel reading for today, we heard about the story of the prodigal son, a son who lived quite comfortably. He had everything that he really needed at home, yet he desired so much more. So he took everything that his father lovingly gave to him, and he ran away to do his own thing. In a very short amount of time, he spent and squandered away all that he had because he lived quite recklessly. He found himself to be in great need, so much so that he was starving. He found himself a job feeding pigs, yet that didn't quite pay enough for him to survive on his own. He looked around for help, but no one, absolutely no one, offered this young man anything. As a last resort, the son tucked his tail between his legs and started to head back home to his father. But he began to wonder, would Dad really take him back in? Maybe, but probably not. Because his youngest son, he wasted away a full third of the family's fortune. Even back then, money and property was a very big deal. Most of us would doubt that mom or dad would be able to easily forgive something like that. But he had nowhere else to go. He was desperate. He had to go back. Maybe, just maybe, he could work out some sort of a deal with his dad and somehow pay back what was lost. Back at home, the father was longing for his son, his youngest son, to return. He somehow knew, as most fathers and mothers know their children, he knew that the boy was in terrible trouble. He hoped that his son would finally come to his senses and return back home to the comfort and safety of the family. when the father saw the silhouette of his own son coming back home from a distance, he literally dropped everything and ran out toward his child. The father embraced him, and he kissed him. With outstretched arms, he welcomed back his own son. There was a great celebration on that day, for the prodigal son returned, and the father, with great joy, heartily received him back, unconditionally. Our own lives can be sometimes quite similar to the parable of the prodigal son, because we have all, myself included, at times have turned away from God and have lived out our own lives quite recklessly. We are reminded in our intro for today that we have all done bad things. As such, we have all sinned against God personally. And now, justifiably, we all deserve to be judged by Him and then receive His righteous anger and His divine punishment. Yet, God the Father doesn't do any of that. Rather, He sees us in our desperate condition, and He intercedes on our behalf. God has mercy on His children, a mercy that can be described as being a pure kind of love, a love that is steadfast, abundant, and totally undeserved. We know this in part because God held back. He turned all of His anger and His punishment away from us and directed it toward His very own Son. God the Father is merciful toward us. We receive His compassion because Jesus Christ was willing to take all of our sin upon Himself and become the sacrifice that would absorb God's wrath. This is not something that I am literally making up to make you feel better this morning. This is God's words that He gives to us, that are written down for us in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 8, verses 8 through 11. And I quote the scriptures directly. God shows His love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, now that we are reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So far, the text. Reconciliation is the outcome of being able to make all things right between two individuals. On account of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His perfect life and sacrifice, we, every single one of us, are now welcomed by the Father and heartily received by Him. But as the scriptures reveal to us, there is much more than just that. We are also forgiven by God, and our souls are restored when we acknowledge our sin and when we plead for His mercy. We can be just like the prodigal son. When the wayward son realized that he was dying, because he was separated from his father. He tucked his tail between his legs and he came back home with the following words in his mind and hopefully also in his heart. He said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." You can almost hear the tone of his voice. You can almost hear him saying, "Father, please take me back." When we acknowledge our sins before God, he sees us. He hears our pleas for mercy. And he embraces us with outstretched arms as he lovingly forgives us and receives us back into his family as his own children. God's mercy towards his children saves us, not because we are somehow able to make things right, but we are reconciled to the Father because of Jesus and our very limited understanding of three things. Number one, who we are. Number two, what God has done for us. And number three, what he continually and lovingly continues to pour down upon us from above. His forgiveness of whatever we have done or failed to do. The parable of the prodigal son is not really about the wayward son at all. It's about the mercy that the father lovingly and sacrificially extends to his own child. Today, as God's children, we can now celebrate and also rejoice. As we turn back to God in faith, we receive his great love and his unlimited compassion in his mercy towards us. Thanks be God for what he continues to do for his wayward children. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God surpass all human understanding and guard and keep our minds on Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, we now gather our offerings to the Lord.